Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Arnold Johnson is the author of God's Truth About the End of Time. He says God's prophetic work is the only prophecy that he knows of that comes to pass 100% of the time. All prophecy in the Bible has come to pass exactly as it was prophesied or is waiting until the proper time for it to be fulfilled, no exceptions. Therefore, you can rest assured that the Bible's version of the end of time is 100% accurate, according to Arnold. Arnold Johnson, not a minister or Bible scholar, just an ordinary average person who has a passion for end-of-time events. Not sure why he's drawn to this study, he says, but he's been studying these events for over 40 years and says he's still learning something new from time to time. Over the years, gathering a lot of insight on this time period, he wishes to share with other like-minded people who desire to know the mystery of the end of time. And he does that as author of God's Truth About the End of Time, Arnold Johnson, with us on This Week in America. Arnold, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you here in such an important program. And I want to start by talking about the title of the book. The title is God's Truth About the End of Time. Why that title? How did you come up with that?
Well, I thought it would be a good title for the person who first sees the book to know that this information built on proven scripture. Anyone can claim to know that what happens in the future. But to give confidence to the reader, I wanted to show them that we're using prophecy that's always proven to be 100% accurate.
Yes, and that comes across.
Excuse me.
Yes, I didn't mean to interrupt there, but that does come across in the writing that this is something that you've studied for years. Go ahead and pick up on that thought.
Yeah. I just want to give an instance of how accurate the Bible is. The Bible has a continuous timeline of eight kingdoms that goes from the fall of Babylon to the end of time. The book of Daniel prophesied about the first six kingdoms. He prophesied about Babylon, which would be conquered by Media Persia. That would be conquered by the third kingdom of Grecia. In Daniel, he talked about the kings of the third kingdom, Alexander the Great. He'd die of a young age, and the kingdom would be divided among his four generals, and two of Alexander's generals would be the fourth and fifth kingdoms. These were General Seleucus, king of the Seleucid Empire, and General Ptolemy, who was the king of Egypt. And these two empires are described in the book of Daniel as the kings of the north and the south. And Daniel also,
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
And Daniel, he also prophesied about the rise of the sixth kingdom that grew out of the city of Rome into the Roman Empire that was made up of 10 kingdoms. And then it grew great when it was conquered to the southeast and pleasant land. And all this prophecy came to pass just as Daniel said it would. And these events of prophecy, these events were prophecy when Daniel wrote it. But now it's just history. You can verify it in our history books. And then the last two kingdoms, they were recorded in the book of Revelation. The seventh kingdom was the Western Roman Empire, which was in the first seal of Revelation. And you can verify this in the history books. And then there's the eighth kingdom, which is still prophecy that is yet to come. It's supposed to be part of the seventh kingdom, and it will continue until the end of time. And then, since you know that the first seven kingdoms of the timeline came exactly as were prophesied, we can rest assured that the eighth kingdom will too. So it's just a long timeline, and it's just one example to show that the Bible always has 100% fulfillment of prophecy. Then you can verify it in the history books.
Yes.
So that you know it's. Well, you know that it's true. Yes.
Yes. Arnold Johnson is our guest on the program. His book is God's Truth About the End of Time. This is fascinating, your interest in Bible prophecy. How did you get started in Bible prophecy?
Well, I don't know. I guess I started studying the end of times in my late teens. And like most teenagers, my life was about school and working toward graduation. But then when school was over, I wondered what's next in my life. So I started searching the Bible for answers. And I come across the book of Revelation. To me, it's kind of a mysterious and hard to understand book. Kind of read like a puzzle more than anything.
Yes.
Yep. And since I'm a puzzle guy, I wanted to solve it. I wanted to be able to read the book straight through from beginning to end and understand everything that I read. And then there's the other thing. The book says it has a blessing for those who read and keep the sayings of this book. So I figured, why not? I kind of like to have a blessing in my life. So that's kind of how I got started in the thing. And then I just couldn't let go of it. I just kept studying from, the rest of my life, I guess.
Arnold Johnson, God's Truth About the End of Time, our guest on the program. Tell us a little bit more about the book, if you would, please.
Yeah. For me, the book of Revelation, it was a hard read. And when I started studying it, I had no idea how long it would take, but I never gave up on it. I knew the book of Revelation was about a lot of death and destruction, which is God's judgment. But as I continued, I discovered that it's actually about a lot more. I started studying the end time events by reading what others thought about the book, but it didn't give me the ability to read the book from beginning to end and understand everything I was reading. And then finally it came to me what the book was and what it was saying. And what I found is that the book of Revelation has the exact same pattern as the ancient Day of Atonement ceremony. That's found in Leviticus 16 of the Old Testament. Knowing this, it gave me the key to understand why the book of Revelation was written. And to me, it was unmistakable. Knowing this allowed me to understand why the book was so important, that it had to come directly from the hand of God the Father. It would only be open, could only be opened by the slain Lamb of God, who is Jesus. Now knowing that the book is describing ceremony, it made more sense, because only God the Father can command how the Day of Atonement ceremony must be performed, and only the high priest, who is Jesus, can perform the Day of Atonement ceremony. And it also explains why the book has two warnings to not change anything in the book, because this book only describes the New Testament Day of Atonement ceremony, and it must be performed exactly as written.
The book has
got... In the Old Testament...
Oh, I'm
go
sorry.
Go ahead.
No, finish that thought. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, in the Old Testament, we're taught that temple ceremonies were necessary for the removal of sin, but the ceremonies were temporary, and they were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah, who would make these ceremonies permanent. So at the proper time, Jesus came to mankind, and he brought us the New Testament that would make our cleansing of sin permanent. This first ceremony... the daily sacrifice was completed when Jesus gave himself for a substitute sacrifice for our sins on the cross. And now we are waiting for the completion of the second ceremony, Day of Atonement ceremony, that will make it possible for us to go to heaven. So,
God's Truth About the End of Time is the book. Arnold Johnson, our guest and the author, the book available at stratton-press.com. The book of Revelation is also about destruction. Talk about that, if you will.
Well, I think most people know that the book of Revelation is filled with judgment and destruction. That the worst part of it is the start of the Great Tribulation. And the Apostle John wrote down what it takes place during the Great Tribulation, but he had to explain it through the eyes of a first century man. He didn't have the vocabulary to say airplane, tank, missile, because they didn't exist. So when you read John's writings, you need to interpret what he's saying and apply it to the events of today. In this vision, John explains it something like this. John wrote that there was a great earthquake, which meant a great explosion. And he said the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, which is describing the debris of the explosion blocking the sunlight. And the moon became his blood, which is describing the color of the moon looking blood red because of the nuclear radiation in the atmosphere. And he saw the stars of heaven fall onto the earth, which is describing the flames of the rockets that looked like stars falling as they were coming down toward the earth. And he said that the heaven departed as a scroll when it's rolled together, which is describing the nuclear mushroom cloud expanding. And he said every mountain and island were moved out of their places, which is describing what it takes, that it takes place in multiple places all over the earth. And he also talks about the kings and important people were hiding in the rocks of the mountains, in which he's describing that the people were hiding in the bomb shelters that we know were already built in the mountains because of the threat of nuclear war. So what I'm trying to say here is John explains it, but you have to look at it through a filter, and
yes,
and you can understand what he's trying to say, but you got to take your time with it. Interpret what he's saying.
Yeah, and you do that after years of study, and the book is God's Truth About the End of Time. Is the book of Revelation the only book that talks about end time events?
Well, as you read through the Bible, you'll see a lot of scripture about describes the end of time. You'll see a little here, a little there. You find it in the Old and the New Testaments. And as I thought about the scriptures, I wanted to incorporate them and put them into a timeline of events so that you can get a clearer picture of what's taking place. So I started with the book of Revelation. It has a timeline already. And then I plugged in the other scriptures into like places in this timeline. And when it was finished, I had a pretty good end time story of what the Bible says will take place during the end of time. So this was my attempt to show the reader the best possible view of how the end of time will take place. So I tried to put a little story together in there.
And you did an excellent job in doing that. The book is very well written by Arnold Johnson, our guest, God's Truth About the End of Time. Tell us a little bit about the rapture, something that has certainly everybody's attention. They want to learn more about us. Tell us a little bit about the rapture.
Well, the rapture, well, the first rapture is when God's people are taken up into heaven. God will protect his people from the trials and destructions that is going to come upon the earth. The Gospels give us a little hint. It says the rapture will come like in the days of Noah and Lot. In the days of Noah, the people, they were in their normal routine, nothing. It's all normal, nothing new. And until the day that Noah's family entered the ark and shut the door, then the waters came and the earth was destroyed. And it was like the days of Lot, where as soon as Lot and his family left the city, God sent fire down from heaven and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And its destruction was so great that all that was left was a big hole that we now call the Dead Sea. As for the rapture, it's found in the sixth seal of the book of Revelation. It'll take place just before the nuclear exchange that starts the Great Tribulation.
Okay.
And the rapture will come as a complete surprise to those who are not watching and do not know, what the signs are to look for. Immediately after the rapture, the earth will be changed in an instant. Once the rapture takes godly people out of the earth and the destruction of the nuclear exchange comes, all normalcy will be gone. And this will pave the way for the coming of the one world government of the eighth and last empire. So that kind of gives you a little picture.
Yes, it does. The book is God's Truth About the End of Time by Arnold Johnson, available at stratton-press.com. Arnold, who is the book designed for? Who do you think will benefit from reading this book?
Well, the book is, as the title says, the book's for those who want to know about what will happen during the end of time.
Yes.
But to properly understand these events, I had to cover a lot of things. So I say this book is for those who are curious about Christianity, It's for those who'd want to know about if God exists. It'd be good for those who want to know how to read the book of Revelation from beginning to end. It'd be good for those who want to understand the New Testament temple and its ceremonies. It'd be good for those who want to know more about the ways of God and our path to heaven. It'd be for those who want to know the signs for the coming of the rapture that allow us to escape the great tribulation, and it's for those who were not taken in the rapture and want to know what's going to happen in the great tribulation after the rapture.
Arnold, it seems like the book would be good for just about everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, pretty much. And it's also good for the Jewish people that will go through the last 7 years of time, because end time events are about the Jewish people that go through the Great Tribulation. We're told in Daniel 70 weeks prophecy that the last 7 years of time is given for the Jewish people to anoint the most holy, meaning the most holy Messiah, the Prince. So we know that the Jewish people will also go through this last 7 years. So I would say it also might be a good book for them as well. So
I mentioned the book's available at stratton-press.com. For those who are interested in getting a copy of the book, where do you recommend they go to what to find the book?
Well, right now it's just you'd have to pick it up on the web. You can go to barnesandnoble.com,
okay,
goodreads.com, kobo.com, and then strattonpress.com. So that's where you can pick up the
book.
Okay,
and we'll have all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is God's Truth About the End of Time by Arnold Johnson, our guest on the program, available at the usual online places, stratton-press.com. It'd be a great place to go, and we'll have that link up on the website. Arnold, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for being with us today. Great to have you with us. Excellent job on the book. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciated the time. Thank
you
very much.
It has been our pleasure. Arnold Johnson, author of God's Truth About the End of Time. Information on our website, back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.